The next tefillah that we have is the tefillah of Rabbi that Rabbi said after he finished Manasseh. B'makom lekan etzar, Rabbi had his own tefillah that he said, and we say it after brachas in the morning. The tefillah is Yiratzim Lefanecha, Shvidrotzen, from before Hashem, Hashem, Elikai, Velikai, Velikai. And again, we mentioned the Ovis, as Hashem told us, to be masked as Chosovis, Shatatzileinu Hayoim Ubuchol Yoim. That Hashem should save us today and every day. And as we asked in the previous bracha, again over here, one has to know why we say Hayom Ubuchol Yoim. Why is it important to specifically say in these two brachas Hayom Ubuchol Yoim? The David Hashem should save us from Azi Ponim, that they shouldn't start up with us, and we shouldn't have any hezek from them. Umeazis Ponim, so Rashi explains that it means that they shouldn't be mitzi on a person, alaz of mamzerus, and this is based on a Gemara in Shabbos Taflamet, that the Gemara in Shabbos Taflamet says Hod also kamei derebchia, this person came to Rebchia Amalai, imcha ishti v'ata banai, your mother, my wife, and you're my son. Amalei retzach shetishta kaisha yayin shasso paka. Amar Rebchia hani leitzlaisa l'rabbi v'leshavir bani mamzeri. Rabbi's feel helped that his sons shouldn't come, that people shouldn't say about his sons that they're mamzerim. The Rabbi kevi matzli. Means they shouldn't be mighty on him. Allah's mamzerus, and the reason is because with the chutz of kulei hai, the Gemara says shvamina the mamzeru, azus is a simon of mamzerus. Therefore, David, they should be saved from azus ponim. They shouldn't be mighty on him. Allah's mamzerus. And yeshayim that it means that there shouldn't be any mamzerim amongst his children. There shouldn't be any Azus Ponim in his diaries. David Ram says, even without that, the reason he wanted to be saved by Azus Ponim is because Azus Ponim like Hanim, therefore he didn't want to have any Azus Ponim to him. Now the Ivis explains, why was the Dafka Rebbe the Davin for this tefillah? So the Ivis explains in Zagoyis and Brochus that Rebbe had Tarek Dula B'makamechot, as the Mar tells us, like Mitzirim B'mais Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe was the Nasi, Sai the Kech in Torah, and Sai he was the ruler of Klal Yisrael, and he was in the Asher. So it's very possible for a person like that, in such a situation, that he should come about Gaiv, he should come and ask upon him. Therefore, Rebbe davened, he should stay away from it, because he was Chayshish. First of all, he didn't want his Midas Reis, that he shouldn't come to them. But even more than that, if he would have even a drop of it, people would say, oh, he's an Azponim, and Azponim is a sign of Mamzerus. And the reason that it's covered up is because Gemara says in Kedushin, so if Kedushin Kesef Matar Mamzerim. Therefore, Dafka Rebbe was Chayshish for this, and he davened with these tefillahs, that he should be saved from this. Now we say, Me'odem Ra, Me'chaver Ra. Now the Chayrot, seemingly, this is repetitive for what we just said in the previous brach of Gemach Hasad and Tevin, that we daven for Adam Ra and Chaver. So Rabbi himself said this tefillah after Shmoneh Esrei, nothing to do with Gemach Hasad and Tevin, was a brach in its own right, in its own place. But why are we repeating this over here a second time? So I had an interesting thought, and last night I had a ride to this thought maybe. We say Me'odem Ra Me'chaver Ra on the previous bracha. The bracha was a bracha in Ruchnis. We said it together with that Hashem should save us. Natasha Bani Yitzhar Har V'Chakinim Me'odem Ra Me'chaver Ra V'Chakinim Yitzhar HaToiv. So we're asking to stay away from the Odem Ra and the Chaver Ra because of the bad Ashpois that they have on a person that they could bring him to Averis. Here it could be with the Avening as an added point, because the rest of the bracha is going to be a bracha, maybe a lot of on Be'odem Me'chaver Ra, how we should be saved from things. like an Azeponim, Umishachin or Pegara, Din Kasha, these are all the Varmagashmi, and we're saying that we should be saved from the Adamra and the Chavara, that they shouldn't be able to damage us physically. And maybe the riot to this I found was that we say Adamra, Chavara, Shachinra. The Gemara Brachas had a different girsa. The Gemara Brachas, by Rabbi's Tefillah, the Brachas Tezayim and Beis, the Gemara says, Rabbi Basad Slois, the Rabbi after his Tila Amar Hachi said this, Yeratzim Chanacha Hashem Lekenu Velekev Yisenu, Shadetzlenu Me'azi Panu Me'azis Panu, So the Gemara says Yetzirah, which we don't have. Why don't we say the Yetzirah that the Gemara had? Why did we change the Nusach of Rabbi's Tefillah? My answer to this could be because Rabbi said his Tefillah after Shemoneh Esrei is a Tefillah in its own right. But we who say it after Gevlein HaKasson Tevim, we just asked to be saved from the Yetzirah. It would be repetitive for us to say again, Yetzirah. So why do we repeat Adamra and Chavirah? Because over here we're asking for an added Indian that we didn't ask in the previous bracha. In the previous bracha we were asked that we shouldn't get mushpa for them in Ruchnias, that we shouldn't become bad people because of them. In this bracha we're asking something else, that we should be saved physically from them, that we shouldn't come to physical damage. May Adamra from a bad person, may Chavirah, may Shachinrah. Shachinrah, the Rishayim explain, has a double fold to it. A Shachinrah can have bad ashpoyts on his neighbor, or a Shachin Tov has good ashpoyts on his neighbor, like we find. The good ashpa, we find the bad ashpa by Kairach. Also, the Rishonim bring that a person gets physically damaged, they bring the marshal, they bring this, the Chazal tell us that the person that has the bias of Menugo, his neighbor's house, the wall also gets destroyed, and Chazal tells us that Ayyad al-Rasha al-Shchenin. So, Mishal Chinrach have bad implications, even a person doesn't have interactions with him as a friend. But being next to a Shachin Ra could cause a person damages. Umifagara. A Pegara Ra, the two pshatim. One pshat is that he bumps into these people, even though he doesn't hang around the Adam Ra, the Chavir Ra, the Shachin Ra, he doesn't have any of these. But he could bump into them periodically and it could cause him bad. So we're asking that we shouldn't even bump into them, anything that's a Pegara Ra. Anything that bumping into them is bad, that includes, they say, this that the Chazal tell us, ever the Isha, Pegiyasa Mra, because they don't have what to pay, so we die with their mazik. So we daven that we should be saved from any pegara, any periodic happening of bumping into somebody once in a while that causes bad. But the Rishonim say a different type, it means the curse as man, things that happen from the time, the hurricanes, earthquakes, those type of things, we should be saved from any bad that happens. Now why is the Sultan called the Sultan HaMashkes? So the Yavetz says the reason is because Sultan could sometimes be good. The Malach that was aimed the Sultan for Bilam, they stopped Bilam from going, so that was Sultan for a good purpose. Therefore we say, no, a Sultan that stops us from doing bad, such a Sultan we want. We only don't want a Sultan HaMashkes, a Sultan that's there for bad. But the Rekech says a different pshat, which will fit more in line with what we're saying. Maybe this bracha is more of a bracha, not so much on the Ruchnias, but on the Gashmias. That the Rekech says, the reason the Sultan called the Sultan HaMashkes is because when Hashem wants to give a person schar for the mitzvahs that he did, the Sultan comes and he tries to tell Hashem that the person doesn't deserve schar. Maybe he wasn't aiming and strong enough in his sinness, and therefore he doesn't deserve schar. And if he would get such an assayin, he would lose the schar that he previously earned. Daimon to what the Sultan did, he says by Eov, that he told Hashem he has to be Manasseh Eov before he could give him schar, before he could be maxing him as such a big tzaddik, he has to give him an assayin to see if he could be aiming in it. So we're talking about the Sultan that Mahashkes, the Sultan that wants to destroy this that we already earned. Not that it's causing us to do averis for the future, but we want to protect ourselves, that the Sultan shouldn't be mashkes this that we already earned, the schar that we already earned, the Sultan shouldn't have a piskin path to be mashkes it, to say that we should get beginning sinus and we shouldn't have it. Now, midin kosha means that we shouldn't have a shver adin. Simply it means in a din tairo, in a ben adam lechaver, we shouldn't have a shver adin. Shimon Schwab says it doesn't just mean din kasha baldin kasha shver baldin. It doesn't just mean in the entire, but it means any mass of mountain with people. People should be daras lekav schutz. The Siyas Chitzchok says a different pshat in din kasha. He says the pshat is it doesn't just mean in the entire, but it means any halachic shaila that we have shouldn't be a shver shaila. That we should always have thoughts in the back of our minds. Were we right in the psak? Were we wrong in the psak? Do we pass it right? Do we do the right things? Because when a person remains in doubt on things that he does, it leads to a person doesn't have a yishuv hadas, and it could cause a person to be saddened and have depression because he always is second-doubting himself, second-guessing himself. Therefore, we ask that we shouldn't have these type of things, these shver shalas, these things that could bring the machas alev, it could bring us to the sickness and not having a Murchas HaNefesh. And we ask to stay away from Baal Din Kosher, a person that's not Mesiyashim B'daitoy, and he always wonders, should he do this or should he do that, even the things in the world. And he teaches Bein Shubah and Bris, whether he's been mefakpik through because he knows how to learn the Torah, Bein Shubah and Bris, whether it has nothing to do with the Torah, his tainus. We ask that we should be saved from all these things. But Kipshuta, it means to be saved. Mibal Din Kosher means to be saved from a Shver Din. We shouldn't have a Shver Din, and we shouldn't have a Shver Baal Din, even when the Dayanim know the Din. But even if it's a clear cut Din, if it's a Shver Baal Din, it's okay for a person what type of problems he can have from a Shver Baal Din. Then we say, Bein Shehu Ben Bris, whether the Baal Din is a Yisrael, Bein Sheini Ben Bris, whether he's not a Yid. And the Gemara says, the Rebbe was misspell this, V'avakav the Kaim, Ketutz Alei the Rebbe, even though Rebbe had policemen, I'm the love of the mitzvah Samelech, still he had to daven for these things. Now, in Kabbalahs, we're not going to go through the whole Kabbalahs. Because, number one, it's not the minig in the yeshivas to say them. But we're going to do just what's said from the Adam to the Kaddish by Baram. But more than that, even though the Kabbalahs are so very important, but Etzim, Avraham Avinu said, Bameda, Kereshen, and Hashem told him, with the discuss of the Kabbalahs, and Avraham Avinu asked, what's going to be? Hashem told him that there should be Isaac in Parashas Karbonis. But to learn Karbonis properly, we'll have to go through not just the Pesukim of it, but the learning of the Halachos of Karbonis properly, and it's beyond the scope of this year. So we're just going to do the Olam Yehodim to Mekadosh and Meberam. Now to understand the Tefillah of Olam Yehodim, there's an historical perspective that needs to be explained that helps us understand why we say this Tefillah and helps us understand many parts of this Tefillah. What we have to understand is, why are we saying Shema in the beginning of davening? Why do we say Shema over here? Secondly, the opening line, the Lo'olam Yehi Adam Yor Shemaim Basese Ubagoli. So we have a Girsa Basese Ubagoli. The Rambam, their Girsa was Lo'olam Yehi Adam Yor Shemaim Basese. Rashi in Sefer Parada says he doesn't understand it. A person has to be Yerushalayim not only in Seisr. Why are we saying Lelem Yadam Yerushalayim B'Seisr? So the Shabbat Alekhi brings from his brother to answer this kasha, and will explain why we say Shema also. But that it was written on Derech Shel Shmad that a person couldn't be a Yerushalayim B'Seisr B'Galui. The explanation of this is, I am B'Levush, that the Levush second to this that the he brings down later on by Musaf. And Shabbat Lekhid Sidon and Hay says, what happened was there was a king at Isger the first. Not like a monk says in the Siddur that it's Adigzer the second who died in 465, but it's Adigzer the first. And the proof to that is there's three proofs because the Shabbat Lekhid Shubhas Agarim say it was B'mei Reb Nachman. And Rav Nachman was way before that, because Rav Ashi was before Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi was nifter 420. Rav Nachman was way before that. So that had to be a digzer the first. And we'll get to two more proofs soon. But he made a gzeiro that they couldn't say Shema. This king of Guzdar. And because of this gzeiro that they couldn't say Shema, they did two things. First of all, they said Shema early before the king's guards came, because he put guards by the shoulder to make sure they don't say it. And each person said it privately. Shema, and they skipped it to the place where it belongs in davening. But after the king guards left by Musaf, Shalai Tishkach Taretz Shema Menetinaikis, the Rishonim say they said over Shema in Musaf. They split it up and they said it in Musaf, so the king's guards shouldn't catch them. So because of this, they put Shema over here. Now, how do we know your goods are the first and not the second? The answer to that is twofold, because the Shabbat like it says, his Einish was the way the Xer came Balta was and his Tanan came and it ate up this Melech. In the Iranian National Encyclopedia, it brings down on the first, Yadizgir the first, as they call him, that he was that folk legend has it that he was eaten up by an animal. Mashenkin the second with this nifter on his bed. So if the first one was eaten up by an animal, that stems with to be the one that the Shabbat Lekka tells us was eaten, and it's true as a garden, but it was eaten up by a tan. But more than that, they say Zigda the first, he was the one that grappled with monotheism and Avodah Zarah, that he was an oivet of Avodah Zarah, many different Avodah Zarahs, and for Tekufa, he entertained the tzad of monotheism and monotheistic belief. And he debated with the Christians, and he was mekayev them a little bit, and then till afterwards he was merachik them, and he decided to chase them away, because he decided he wanted to believe in many Avodah Zarahs, and monotheism, and not in a monotheistic belief, and therefore he chased away the Christians. And that's why he was going to the Sudan Shei Shema. Because even though he was a good king, Ibn Darklau, we find different interactions with him, with the Amiroim and the Gemara. But still, this one thing about Ethesium was not something he believed in, and something he grappled with, therefore he was going to the Sudan Shei Shema. Rebbe Wein also says that Tzedigzer the second that made this gezerah, and the reason he says this is because that second was the one that was gezerah that they shouldn't keep Shabbos, and he says he was a bad person. Mashenkin the first was a good person, but we see from the years that it has to be from the fact that the Shabbat Leket and the Truos Hagoyim tell us it was B'mei Reb Nachman that had to have been the first and not the second. So therefore, we say Shema in the beginning of davening, and that's what the Shabbat Lekka brings from his brother, Rabbi Yaman. That's why the answer to Rashi, why we say, let him be all the Yor Shemayim Baseser, that a person should be Yor Shemayim Baseser, meaning even at a time of that a person can be Yor Shemayim Begolui, not always can a person be Yor Shemayim Begolui. When there's a Shema, we do different things, we're Ma'atif differently, the Rishonim tell us, based on the Gemara. The Eitav was done differently. We see in the Gemara Shabbos that the hidden acts of Bris Milah, there's different things we do b'shas Hashmad to protect ourselves. So not always can a person be Yar Shemayim b'Seiser, but La'olim at all times Yehadim Yar Shemayim b'Seiser. I mean, not always can a person be Yar Shemayim b'Goli, but La'olim at all times Yehadim Yar Shemayim b'Seiser. At all times, no matter what the situation is, what the scenario is, a person has to be Yar Shemayim b'Seiser. Now we'll get to our Girsa next week that regards to b'Goli. But we continue in Moedal Emes, V'dayv Emes, Bovavoy. The Yavitz explains that this is a continuation based on this Shibali Alekep, Hashem, his brother, Rabbi Yamin. That it's not always possible to speak out Emes with our mouth, but sometimes there's a din Nishban in the Hargan, where he brings many different examples in the history from the Nevi'im, from Chazal, from the Malachim, that they are to be Mishana because of Koch Nefesh. But even though we speak Sheker often, like it's mutter for Tam Chalkim to say, Avda Denura, no, the Gemara tells us. But the Levava, he has to be Odoiver the Emes. Just like the Yer Shemayim B'Seisar always has to be, but the Levava, he has to be always Odoiver the Emes, even though if from his mouth he's going to say something that's a little trickery. And that would be the continuation why we say V'yashkim V'yomer, he has to get up early and say, why is it V'yashkim? Because he had to say the Shema before the guards came early in the morning, therefore we say V'yashkim V'yomer. That this was said by Ashkama. Now getting to get to our Gersa next week, just I saw the Merdik of Art that the the reason why we continue this, even though the Gzeis Hashmad was bottled, the Rishonim tell us is so that we should always remember those times. The Shem Shafal Hirsch brings B'Shem that Sinut Slice of Avram. The Lacharis Tark Bir Bishlama from Ribbon Kalalam, and now what is the Tefillah we say it. But why do we say Lo'olam Ye'odam, which is like a Shtigl Musar? Why do we say those few lines? So this would really be a teretz in its own right, because it's the Mechayev of this, and it's the historical perspective, which is the Mechayev of the Shema in the beginning. That's why we say it. But it brings a different pshat, because this whole thing of Lo'olam Ye'odam to Mekadosh Me'boram is a Lashon of a Tanu D'Bel Yo. And the significance of that, he says, is because there's a shaila in the Rishonim, if we could say Hashem's name and a bracha that's not muskar in the Talmud. So therefore there's a machlokes over here, if we end off with Hashem's name, we're Messiah, Mekadosh Shmoy Baram, Shimcha Baram, Shmoy Baram, if we say Hashem's name or not. If we end off with Hashem's name, by Mekadosh Hashem Chavaram, if we should end off with Hashem's Neshem Hashem or not, because it's a bracha that's not Musker in the Talmud. But the way we have the Girtz of Kaddish Shemoy Baram. So in order to get out of this, there's an Eitzah that said, where they all saw the brachas, that a person should say the whole thing inside of a Tzemekesh Shavonah by Yisavik by other places, that if a person says it Derech HaLimud, the Avid tells us there's no problem of saying the Shem Hashem if a person says it Derech HaLimud. So therefore, if you learn the entire shtickle of the Tanah Bel Yol from beginning to end, there's no problem of saying Shem Hashem. Therefore, the Ramah says the Tzlice of Avram, that a person should start off from the Olam Adam, from the beginning of this portion of the Tanah Bel Yol, because this way he will be able to say the Shem Hashem at the end of the bracha, the Kuli Alma.